Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the roof. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of the Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you guys spend with us on the air. In the chat room, texting and tweeting and truly being, I mean truly being part of the conversation. Be involved, be engaged. You know, after the first break, we're going to talk to Dallas Jenkins. And Dallas has they've got a show. I mean, he's got a show. He's the creator, director of The Chosen. Now, it's a movie about Jesus. And he's trying to do this, or tried to do this, out of Hollywood. You know, I am just amazed that it's gotten to the point now where Hollywood doesn't want to make any money. I mean, these biblical movies, these Christian-based slash, they make money. They make lots of money, or they can make lots of money, I'll put it that way. But these guys will cut their nose off to spite their face, and it's hilarious. I love it. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. Go back and get the first hour. I think you get a lot out of it. We're going to be in a tirade this year. And not just this year, moving into next year. I am so tired of us letting our elected officials on both sides of the aisle, but, you know, mostly on the one, our elected officials get away, I mean, for all intents and purposes, getting away with murder. And I say that from a standpoint of, you know, here's the deal. When it comes to following the rules, following the laws, that kind of stuff, the Dems seem to give themselves a pass. There's really never any punishment for it. I was reading an article last night, and I'm not going to do it today because I want to check it against a couple things. But apparently the FBI did find, remember Mr. Wiener? The guy that used to, well, whatever. He used to love, you know, 15-year-olds, I'll put it that way. Remember him? They found 300,000 emails on his machine that belonged to Hillary Clinton. Why did we not hear about that? They're calling Trump corrupt. Why didn't we not hear about that then? What's the problem? Oh, we already know the answer to this. You know, I don't really want an answer. Now, let's really get ridiculous. Let's have some real fun. I'll show you how, you know, again, how much they really do hate us. They're not for everybody. I've mentioned it before, and it's so true. Now you got Dem lawmakers that ridicule Liberty University's religious belief code. See, they don't want a code of, I'm telling you, man, they don't want a code of conduct. They want a free fall for all, and everything in life, anything that you think is right, wrong, or indifferent, you're just, you know what, you're... Well, they used to call you a prude, right, from the old days. They called you a prude. A pair of Democratic congressmen took cheap shots at Liberty University, and they made unfounded accusations about schools' religious beliefs in a scathing letter to the Secretary of Education. I'll tell you what I really love. Remember when they made fun of Pence because he won't have dinner alone, alone with a woman? He won't be alone with a woman unless his wife is there? That's so terrible. And look at all the sexual assault and innuendo and this crap that's going on, and you have to believe the woman? Think about that one. Not that stupid. Representative Andy Levine, a Democrat out of Michigan, and Representative Jamie Raskin, another Democrat out of Maryland, said their letter to the Secretary of Education, Betsy DeVos, was meant to address accusations of censorship within the Department of Education. The lawmakers accused her of turning a blind eye to the university campuses that violate Executive Order Number 13864, a directive that threatens to withhold federal funding on college universities and campuses that censor free speech. Levine and Raskin said that Liberty University had violated the First Amendment in Title IX. Liberty University's President Jerry Falwell Jr. responded by saying the lawmakers made false statements and erroneous conclusions. No kidding. They do this all the time. This is how they get their point across. Or they think they're getting their point. I don't even know. The Democrats also accused Liberty University of extreme restrictions on student free speech. And the association writes and suggested that, you know, the administration was doing so based on political reasons. Now, Liberty reportedly bans the LGBTQ relationships and places content restrictions on media students can view. And you see what I'm saying here? See, this is how far off they've gone. Your kids in school could be subjected to almost nude drag queens. Okay? They can see characterizations of people having sex. Okay? I mean, all this stuff to the left is okay and normal and real. They are sick. And if you try to stop any of that, then you're a prude and you're nasty and you're not open-minded and all that. You're going to a Christian university who doesn't believe in same-sex marriage. They believe in male and female, period, end of discussion. And if you're going to go there, right, and you think they're going to change their mind, then it shows what a moron you are. It shows what a low IQ you have. Go somewhere else. Do not go to that school. You went to that school because you liked their curriculum. If you went to that school to try to change them, good luck. They're mad because Liberty bans LGBTQ relationships. No kidding. It's a Christian organization. They place content on media that students can view. No kidding. It's a Christian organization. This is where people get confused. I'm sorry, but this is where they get confused. You do not have the right of free speech in a place like that. You don't have it. Look, yeah. To my Muslim friends, you come into a Christian church and you scream that Muhammad is the only prophet of Allah and Allah is the only God, you're going to get dragged out of there. You don't have a right to free speech. I go to a synagogue and I start screaming about how Jesus is Lord and you people better step up or else. I don't have a right to free speech there. Get your head on straight. We're going to find out what it takes to do a Christian movie in Hollywood. I'll be back in a few minutes. Joe Messina, your host. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Isn't that just like a wop? Brings a knife to a gunfight.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Again, head up to the website. All this stuff is up there. Some of you old-timers, you know how it goes. You can grab the app. We have an app on the Apple Store and in the Android Store. It makes it easier. If your station in your area doesn't take it, it's easier to get the show. And you can always go back and get the podcast because you don't hear everything. Something happens, you take a phone call, and you really don't want to miss any of this. So, you know, we talk on a regular basis here how Hollywood, I mean, you can't be any more heathenistic when you can't get anything done in Hollywood that has to do with God, unless it's their version of God or their way of perceiving God. We've had Butch Hartman on the show. He was just talking about him. And how he did Fairly Odd Parents, and it used to be called Fairly Godparents. But Nickelodeon was uncomfortable with it, even though there was Was it like the parents, the characters were reading the Bible in the cartoon? They just didn't like the reference to God. And that became a very big moneymaker for Hollywood. So I don't get these people. I don't get why they don't. Well, I kind of do from a spiritual standpoint. But I've got the pleasure of having me on the show with me, Dallas Jenkins. He's the son of the celebrated Left Behind author Jerry Jenkins. And I was telling him during the break, it's the only book my son would read, or the only books or series of books my son would read. He hated books. He hated reading. Somehow, thank God, these books hit him. And he's producing an independent feature, Hometown Legend, at the age of 25, shepherded it to distribution by Warner Brothers. My God, that was a big deal. And now in the 20 years since then, he's directed and produced over a dozen feature and short films. Dallas, thanks for joining me. I appreciate your time.
Thanks so much for having me on, and it means a lot to hear you reference my father. Some people ask me if I ever run away from the whole Left Behind connection or being known as Jerry's son, but it's actually something I'm quite proud of, and I think I've tried to actually carry on his legacy the show I'm doing now, but in some of my other movies, but I'm proud to be his son.
Well, I believe you will. Like I said, I mean, these things will reach kids. They'll reach young people. Your new project is called The Chosen. Now, I could figure that out fairly easily, but some people might not be able to. Why don't you tell us about what it's about?
Yeah, well, The Chosen actually has three meanings, actually. One is referring to, of course, Jesus as the chosen one. The other one is referring to the Jews as God's chosen people. And then the third would be the chosen, those that Christ chose to follow him during his ministry. This is a show about the life of Christ. There's been movies and there's been many series about Christ. There's never actually been a multi-season show where you can actually dig into the characters, dig into the stories even deeper than you normally would in just a 90-minute movie. Think of the shows that you might have binge-watched over the last several years. I know I do with my wife a lot. A lot of people do, whether it's a movie or a show that they watch every week or a show that they watch all at once with friends. There's never actually been one about Christ or even a Bible show that actually goes multiple seasons, multiple episodes that you can really dig in. And that's what this show is about, and that's what we're trying to do here. And the first four episodes have been out for a few months. The next four come out Thanksgiving. But we'll probably be talking about this in a moment or so, but the story of how this all came together is as interesting or more as the show itself. But yeah, it's really become a bit of a movement. People have really gotten behind it and gotten into it. And just real quick point I want to make, you mentioned that your son, the only thing that he wanted to read was the Left Behind books. That's been what we've been hearing over and over from parents. But it's not a kid's show per se. I didn't in fact think if it was going to be a kid's show or something that kids would like very much, just because it's the Gospels and most of the characters are adults. We are hearing from parents all the time that their teenagers especially, this is the only thing that they'll watch that's faith-based, that they have a hard time getting to watch stuff. And I think they can see the authenticity that we're really striving for. This isn't like a formalized kind of presentational thing. It's really more of a human character study of these great men and women of faith.
Well, you know what? A lot of, you know, when you have that much time to lay out the story, you don't have like 90 minutes or 2 hours. Some of the things that I love. Now, I haven't seen the movie, and I haven't, you know, it's the first time you and I have actually talked. The one thing that I always think that people forget is that Jesus was a kid. Okay? At one point in time, he was a kid. He was kicking a ball or whatever they had back then, you know, around the street, playing like a kid. He was a teenager. They forget some of these things as he was growing up. Do you deal with any of this stuff in the series?
We don't touch much on his childhood, although we do, you know, in an upcoming episode, we have a flashback to when he was 12 years old and the famous story of his parents losing him in Jerusalem. But we do start the series when he's an adult, and we are introduced to some of the characters before they actually encounter Christ. We do get into some backstory. We do get into the historical and cultural context, and we do see Jesus outside of just the miracles. You know, in the Bible, which is God's version of the story, we go from miracle to miracle, Bible verse to Bible verse. That's how most Bible projects are shown when they're done as movies. Yep. We're going into some of the conversations, the time that Jesus spent with his followers, the time that he spent with his not followers. So we're getting into a lot of that stuff, and there's so much material to work with because some of those Bible stories only cover two or three verses. But when you get into the historical and biblical context of it, there's so much wonderful material to draw from. And so we've got plenty to deal with that's going to hopefully last us for, you know, 6, 7, 8 years.
Well, you know what's funny is today the young kids, especially the teenagers, they want reality. They want something they can look at and relate to, and it's more real than it is foo-foo. And I mean, I may be sticking my foot way down my throat right now, but the thing I always got a kick out of growing up was that Jesus always seemed to be over 6 feet tall. He always had long blonde flowing hair, and he always spoke with an English accent, which I thought was really interesting.
Right? Because, yeah, well, interesting is one word for it. interesting is one word for it, or wrong and not relatable and inaccurate.
Exactly.
Another, you know, description of it. Because there's a couple things about what you just mentioned that I think have made a lot of Jesus projects tough to connect with. Right. Number one, again, they're very formal. Jesus is not a charismatic guy that you would really want to follow. He ends up being rather boring. He's very stiff. He's very presentational. He usually has an English accent, and he's speaking in King James dialect. It just doesn't seem like something that feels very human. And so, but another thing is, like I just mentioned, with the humanity of it, I think sometimes we treat these projects so with such reverence that we lose the human connection. And Jesus did not walk around speaking in this formal way. He didn't sing, you know, the Hallelujah chorus, and people didn't sing it when they saw him. It was a very human story. Now, of course, we know he was the divine, and he was the Son of God, and he did miracles. But there was a lot of time where he didn't do miracles. A lot of that time was spent relating to people and talking to people and meeting them where they're at and hanging out with sinners and hanging out with tax collectors. And we explore all that in this show. That's and I want to make, you know, a quick point, too. I think that if you saw The Passion of the Christ, a lot of people have said that one of their favorite movie was when we saw that scene of Jesus talking to his mother Mary and teasing her and splashing her with water. And the show is a lot of those.
Exactly. All right, we'll talk more about that. Now you got my attention even up even bigger. We'll talk more about that on the other side of the break. Joe Messina, your host, what it takes to do anything about Christ in Hollywood. We're going to talk about that in a few minutes. We'll be right back. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Turkey has invaded northern Syria to attack Kurdish fighters who were America's only allies there. This just days after President Trump called for U.S. forces to pull out. During a PBS interview, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo dismissed concerns over the resurgence of the Islamic State in Syria.
We have taken down the caliphate. There are ISIS remnants that remain. We'll continue to be in a position to do what we need to do to keep the American people as safe as we possibly can from this threat.
For the first time, Democratic presidential contender Joe Biden called for the impeachment of his potential 2020 election rival, President Trump. The president has made it clear House Democrats will get no help from his administration. On Tuesday, the White House sent a letter saying the inquiry is constitutionally invalid. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaruth, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fordham has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fordham also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fordham is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FordhamResources.com. That's Fordham, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
My daddy served in the army. We lost his right eye, but he flew a flag out in our yard. Till the day that he died, he wanted my mother, my brother, my sister, and me to grow up and live happy in the land of the free. Now this nation that I love is falling under attack. A mighty sucker punch came flying in from somewhere in the back. As soon as we could see clearly through our big black eye, man, we lit up your world like the 4th of July.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with us. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room, you know, just texting, tweeting, being involved, being engaged with the movie. I mean, with the show. You know, I can't wait to get it back to this. I've got Dallas Jenkins on the line with me. He's the son of celebrated Left Behind author Jerry Jenkins. You know, if you haven't exposed your kids to those Left Behind books, then what is wrong with you? Seriously. I mean, you turn most of the young kids on. I don't know what's happening here. And Dallas is working on a project called The Chosen. It's all about the life of Christ. And it's a multi-season series, which means he's got to keep us engaged and involved and, you know, keep that. Now, are you on major network works with this? Are you on a cable network? Or are we doing it all online?
No, this is something we're doing outside the system, and that goes back to how this all came together. I mean, this was a crowdfunded project, so even the financing was done outside the system. You know, this all started with a short film that I made for my church. I did a short film about the birth of Christ from the perspective of the shepherds, and friends of mine connected it with another, another company, and they said, they heard my idea about a multi-season show and taking this, again, this concept of seeing Jesus through the eyes of those who encountered him and doing it as a show. And they said, this is a great show idea. We think we should take this short film and put it online and, do crowdfunding. And I thought it was a ridiculous idea because crowdfunding rarely works. Usually it's for really small projects. And the all-time crowdfunding record was $5.7 million, which was done by a couple of projects that had big fan bases and were famous, and we were starting from scratch. And very long story short, we ended up raising over $10 million from over 15,000 people around the world, shattering the all-time crowdfunding record. The media had no idea what to do with it. They couldn't make sense of this. And that's how we're releasing it as well. In fact, if you want to watch it right now, you could. You just go get the app. If you look up The Chosen on the App Store or Google Play, just look up The Chosen, and you can be watching all four episodes free within minutes. We're doing it again. We're just doing it outside the system because we want to make it to the top of the hour
because you want to hear Dallas. And then you can watch the movie.
Yeah, you want to hear me talk first. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, don't do it right this moment. But we want to maintain control and make sure the message is exactly, the content is exactly what we want.
All right, so let me ask you now, the birth of The Chosen. Now, you said a minute ago you put something together for your church and you want to take it. I mean, you're sitting there on the couch one day. What are you just sitting, hey, I should do a short movie? What made you even think about doing this to begin with?
Well, the short film came from the fact that I had been, you know, just in my car or in the shower or whatever. It had been percolating with me for a couple of years. Now, again, I worked at my church making movies. I had done a big feature film that had partnered with Hollywood, and that film had bombed at the box office, to be quite frank, and I wasn't sure what my future was. But my church was a pretty sizable church and had the resources to do a short film, so I said, listen, you know, I've got this idea about a birth, you know, a short film from the perspective of the shepherds. I've heard all these stories dozens and dozens and dozens of times, and I thought doing it from a first perspective was a really great way to kind of open up your relationship with the Word, you know, because sometimes it can become stale after a while. That's not the Bible's fault. It's your fault. Sometimes hearing it from a different perspective or reading it from different eyes can open things up again. And so that's what I wanted to do. I'm not a preacher. I'm a filmmaker, and I thought I could lend something to that. So when that short film was made, it was just made for my church. That was all it was ever supposed to be. But while I was making it, I thought, man, this is really impacting me. I'm able to actually dig deeper into these stories. And in 20 minutes, I felt like I learned more knowing the context of these people and seeing the shepherds, what their day was like leading up to their encounter with the Messiah. And so their encounter was actually that much more powerful because I knew the struggles that they were going through. And I thought this could really work as a show. I'm watching a show like Downton Abbey. I'm watching a show like Breaking Bad. I'm seeing all the time that they take to develop these characters, and it makes it that much more impactful. So it just kind of took off from there. And then it happened so fast when the crowdfunding came in. I didn't have time to get worried or nervous about it. I just started writing and with my partners, and God just has done some miraculous things with this whole thing.
Well, you know, it's funny you should say all that because most of these projects, you and I have a mutual friend, John Sullivan. You know, he tells me the same thing.
Sure.
These things just come up, and then God starts opening doors like crazy, and before you know it, you almost can't say no because it's already moving forward. You know what I'm saying?
Right. I feel like I'm almost a passenger on a train that has already left. And, you know, and the reason I know that is because the show is way better than I am. You know, I'm not, the show, the response that people have had to it, the impact that people have had, what parents have been telling me, what just regular single people have been telling me from all ages, the response that they've had to the show is the same response that I've had. As God, I think, has been inspiring the scripts and the filming of it. And I'm like, yeah, I can't take credit for this. I'm a pretty good filmmaker. I'm not this good. And it just, in many ways, the humbling of it has been the best part. You know, I love the fact that I can feel like I'm in safe hands, that God's not going to let me screw up telling the stories of his people.
Well, but look, I come back to what you said a minute ago, which is the character development, right? I mean, to your point, we were talking about during the break, we all know the Bible stories. So, you know, when they do these stories and they try to pack them into 90 minutes or what have you, you don't get to see the characters. You don't get to see that person, the human side of that person. You're just getting a word-for-word dictation from the Bible. You're developing these characters because they weren't just born that way. They weren't just born fishermen. They weren't just born with the characters that they had. So I think that's a great thing
to do. That's such a great point.
You know?
Yeah, that's such a great point. So, like you just said, when you're going from miracle to miracle, Jesus is the main character, and he comes across a blind man, or he comes across a fisherman, and he says, "Follow me." And there's this great emotional moment. Except you, as the audience member, aren't having all that much emotional or spiritual impact because you haven't connected with that person, and so you're not. It feels like it's rushed. Whereas now, when you're seeing, you know, here's where this all comes from. I believe that if we can see Jesus through the eyes of those who actually met him, we can be impacted and changed in the same way that they were. And that's what I think has allowed this show to have the impact that it's had, that you're actually seeing these transformations in real time, and you've related to it. You're like, you know what, I'm like Simon Peter. I'm temperamental like that. Or I'm like Nicodemus. I'm someone who sometimes is caught up in my own religion. And we've got scenes like Simon at home with his wife. You know, I mean, I remember we were shooting one of those scenes. Simon and his wife were having an argument. And I said, man, I've never seen a marital argument in a Bible show before. And then I realized I've never seen a marriage in a Bible show before. And all these, a lot of these people were married. And why shouldn't we see a little bit of what that's like?
I agree. Listen, it was kind of like what we were talking about before. There's a human side to all of these. And even Jesus as a kid. Do you think he sat at the table with the Bible open from the time, you know, he could open his eyes? He was an infant? No. He was a little kid, just like the rest of us. You know, I'm sure he came in filthy with a runny nose, rubbed his mouth on his sleeve, and we forget all of this. So I think that's great. I think it's great.
Yeah, we see that when Jesus is camping, and we see him, you know, there's a scene in episode 3 where I've heard people tell me that it was one of the most impactful scenes just because they're seeing him prepare his own food. They're seeing him dress a wound where he cut himself earlier when he was working. All of these things that people can go, gosh, he was perfect, and he was sinless. But he, you know, he bled like the rest of us. He had to make his own food like the rest of us. He had to build a fire like the rest of us.
Oh, no.
Seeing that actually made them, yeah, I know, but seeing that made them feel even more connected to him.
Yeah, wash his clothes, take a bath. Oh, my God, all those things that you're exactly right. We don't see them as the norm, and it's too bad. And again, let's go back to the young people again for a second, because young people are looking for authenticity in these shows and in movies and they're getting all the information on their phone anyhow. So, but that's where they're getting the information, and they want truth. They want reality.
That's the thing. That's a great point. And I think the word that we oftentimes use is authenticity.
Yeah.
And I think kids can smell inauthenticity right away. And I think that a lot of Bible projects and some Christian projects in general feel false. They don't feel real or human. And I think that one of the things that we've heard from this show, in fact, there was a class of fourth graders that watched it, and their teacher got a video of their reactions. And she was just intending for them to tell me that they liked it. And there was one fourth grader who couldn't talk because he was crying. And, I, you know, for a 12-year-old to react that way, that was one of the most moving things I've seen because, again, they smell it. It can smell when it's not real. And I think that this show has given them something real. And that's what parents have told me is, hey, with this app, when they go get The Chosen on their app, it's something that kids can watch on their phones, which is how kids like to watch things anyway, and they don't have to worry about it.
All right, well, we'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far, people. A lot more coming up. This is how you beat Hollywood. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930. That's 800-590-4930.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Tell them about the Twinkie.
What about the Twinkie?
Hey, man. I don't feel like going to school no more. Me neither. Yeah, there you go. Go away, Daddy-o.
We are back.
Yeah.
You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with us. I appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and truly, honestly and truly being part of the conversation. Some of you wanted to tune in earlier looking for Dan Pillow, the tax man. He didn't do it tonight, but we'll have him on before the end of the week, I promise. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure, but I'm having a better time. Well, if he heard that, I didn't mean it the way it sounds, but... Having a really good time talking about this movie that, not the movie, but the series that we're talking about. It's called The Chosen. It's Dallas Jenkins is the producer, and he's the son of celebrated Left Behind author Jerry Jenkins. And again, those Left Behind books between the show, The Chosen, give those books to your kids. It'll make a big impact on them. And again, Dallas, thanks for being with me.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me on. Appreciate it.
So let's hit on, you know, again, we were talking about this during the break where today, you don't have to go through the big distribution chains to get something like this out. Matter of fact, getting it on an app, getting it on the internet, getting it on some of the outlets on the internet probably works better for you, especially if you're trying to get young people on there. True?
Yeah, I mean, well, there's two reasons why it may work better. Is one, Yeah, you can be more like a ninja. You can reach the target market. You can get to who you're trying to get to. We've been building our audience directly since we started raising the money. So we built our own audience of, you know, again, we had 15,000 plus investors, plus all the people who were interested, but maybe didn't have the finances to do it, but were excited about the show that we had done. I mean, our short film got literally millions of views around the world, simply just because we went directly to the people. Now, then we get to the second reason, which is the content. You know, Hollywood's golden rule is he who has the gold makes the rules. And we want to make our own rules. We want to make sure that when we're doing a show that's this important, about a topic this important, about a person this important, we can't let anyone interfere with that. We have to, it has to be made by people who love the Word of God and who, and you know, and in my case, love Jesus as the Son of God. And so we need to make sure, and our audience wants us to make sure, that that content isn't compromised. And I think the fact that we are actually not connected with traditional broadcasters or Hollywood studios enhances their trust for us. They know that we are in control. They know that, that we are making sure that the message and the story of this project are not messed with. And that they actually like that. And so, you know, even if a big studio came along and wanted to buy us out, for example, the first thing we would say is it's not available unless we absolutely have control of the content. There's no change. So that's rule number one. And that's not, and our audience would be very upset if it was different at all.
When you think about just regular shows, now my wife and I aren't big show watchers, but when you think of just them watching regular shows, they hate when you even change the hair of a character, right? I mean, a hairstyle, people get crazy. You change the car that they drive, or maybe you turn them into a vegetarian and they've been a meat eater. It just makes people nuts at times, right?
Right. Well, and just think about how much farther that goes when we're talking about the Son of God, or people, you know, these characters that people have read about and worshipped in the case of Christ their whole life. It's not something to be messed with. You don't want to get cute with it. I'm not trying to change anything. We're adding backstory and historical and cultural context, but when it comes to the actual stories themselves, we're going for pure authenticity. And you know, when you looked at like the movies that came out. This and Noah, the directors had a different agenda. They were trying to make an environmentalist case, or they were trying to make some sort of statement about the fall of man in some way. And that's not what these stories are about.
I love these guys. I mean, how do you sit around and think, okay, hey, I got a good idea for Noah. All right, let's turn it into a. Come on, it's because they really have no respect and they don't understand what we believe. I mean, that's what I see. That's how I see it.
Well, that's absolutely right. And so, in many ways, it doesn't even make me all that mad. I don't expect anything different. You know, if I was trying to make some movie about a Muslim, I wouldn't get it right. It's not something that I'm passionate about. And so I just feel like instead of complaining about it, we should do it ourselves and make sure that we do get it right.
I agree with you. All right. How do people help you? How do they get involved? How do they help you get this movie out or get it to their church? I give you 3 minutes. Tell them.
Well, I don't even need to take 3 minutes to tell them how to do that. Well, you know, there was the investment round, which is not currently available when it comes time for season two. But for right now, the biggest thing is if you just go to the App Store. You know, you go to the App Store, Google Play, you can look up The Chosen. We're easy to find. First one that comes up, you can download it and start watching. Now, if you love it, which is what people have been doing after they see the four episodes, there's DVDs they can buy. And whenever they buy a DVD or a Blu-ray to give away or a streaming package, all of that goes towards future episodes and seasons. But, again, our first order of business is just people watching it. We want people to watch it and to love it and share it with what we've told churches, if you to your congregation, absolutely go right ahead. It's free of charge. I've actually done a few screenings at churches, and we don't charge for it because, again, we want these first four episodes especially to be seen, and the money will take care of itself over the course of time. If people love the show and they watch it over the course of multiple seasons, the money side will take care of itself. We're not worried about that. We're just making sure that people see this show, and when they do, they'll want to support it.
How are you finding, you know, probably a weird question to ask, but I always wonder when you have investors that believe in what you're doing, that, you know, get on board with you. No, I don't even know how I want to ask this. Is there any real pressure to make sure they get a whole bunch of profit on this, or is it more like, hey, I want to help you get this out? I mean, do you find there are investors out there like that?
Yeah, no, that's a great question. So we have, you know, literally thousands of investors from everywhere. The minimum was $100. We had a few people who invested, you know, six figures. And yes, there are some of them who want a return on their investment, and we want them to have a return on their investment. I mean, that's obviously
right.
Can't do many, you know, many more shows in the future. But I can't tell you how many investors I have met. I would say it's probably 95% who have I have met or who have.
You cut out.
I just want the show to get out to the world.
All right. I lost you who have said, and then you went blank, and I don't want to miss it. So tell me again. What have they said?
Can you hear me now?
Can you
hear me okay?
Yeah.
Okay, great. No, we have thousands of investors who have said, I don't care if I make another dime. I just want to see this show get out to the world. Because I think after they've seen the episodes, it has inspired them so much that it becomes for them almost a movement or a cause, much more than a financial endowment.
That's so cool. All right. I'm so glad to hear that. And again, once they grab the app and they get on board with it, they can actually buy DVDs and buy a streaming package, which I'm finding it's kind of weird. You know, I'm finding more and more people are doing that. They want to be able to simply stream it. They don't want the DVD. They don't want any of that stuff. So glad you thought about that.
Yeah, that's why we've made it easy. Yeah, that's why we've made it easy. So you just, you know, you download the app. It's super easy. You can cast it to your TV through there. But then there's still a lot of people who want DVDs, and sometimes the DVDs are the best gifts. You know, it's easier to give away something tangible like that. And that's what we found is after people see it, they become evangelists for the project, and they want to see more of it. They want to own it. They want to give it away, and that's what's been great about it.
Well, Dallas, thanks for being with me. I really appreciate your time with me. God bless. Keep up the good work, man.
Thanks. Let's do it again. We'll talk soon.
All right. All right. That was, you know, Dallas Jenkins, and I got to tell you guys, you know, when it comes to movies like this, you don't know how hard it is to make these things. You don't know how hard it is to fund them, to make them, to make sure that you get everything lined up. And it's, I don't know Dallas from Adam, but I got the feel, I got the sound from him that this is what he wanted to do. This was close to his heart. He knew he needed to get this message out. No, it doesn't hurt. And we were, I don't know if some of you heard us, but we were joking during a break about, people have this view of Jesus. It's so prim, it's so proper, it's so milky white with long blonde hair. It's, God bless, it's none of that. Right? I mean, seriously, it's none of that when you think about the day. So anyhow, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Write it down. We're going to talk about some of the fighting in the next hour. We're going to talk about some of the fighting back, some of the pushback that the Republicans are finally stepping up and doing. Don't get excited, because I don't know how far it's going to go. But just the mere fact that Lindsey Graham has called on Giuliani to show up, and I'm hoping to keep going with it. I have a different feeling than some. I want the Dems to pass the impeachment resolution, because that's really all it is. And the Senate can decide to take it up or not take it up. I think if they don't decide to take it up, I think it's a problem. But I think if they decide to take it up, they should go for gold. They should go for everything. They should subpoena everybody. And I don't think it should stop. Anyhow, send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com at the top of the hour. You go pull down that application, okay? You head over to the Apple Store or the Google Store, whatever they're calling them, and the apps are on those two sites, those two homepages. Grab them. Run, you'll be able to listen to the show no matter where you're at. And if they don't carry it at your local station, come on, pick up the phone, call them, say, what's wrong with you people? Why aren't you carrying the show? It ain't that hard. You don't even need a college degree to figure that one out. And again, give me your email address, or if you want to be, some of you have sent me emails and said, look, I don't want to do the email thing. I don't trust email. I don't want to do the email thing. Then, you know, it's real simple. Just text TRS. To 77222, TRS to 77222, and you're going to text alert before the show starts. But you don't need one now. Just go get a cup of coffee and come back. It's really that simple. Anyway, we'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.